Morning. My name is Roy Doran. I'm part of the leadership team here at St John's Birkdale. I'm continuing the new series. My theme for today is love for others. Can I take you back a few years to a group of youngsters who did quite well in the music business, both locally, nationally and internationally? I'll give you a clue to who they were by telling you some of the songs, which did rather well. Love, Love Me Do, All You Need Is Love, All My Loving I Will Give To You, She Loves You. Any ideas who they were? Of course, it was the Beatles. In fact, if you look and listen to the words of many pop artists who have made it big, the theme they often use for their songs is one of love. Now, all of us, without exception, need love in our lives, otherwise we would cease to be the people we were born and called to be. Now, if this is true, then we need to ask ourselves some serious questions. Why is our world so full of hatred? All the wars, broken relationships, lack of care for those less fortunate than ourselves, to name but a few. The list is, in one sense, endless. I'm sure that the clue and the answer to the problem is in the reading we have before us. And it's taken from Matthew chapter 22 from verse 34. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together, and one of them, an expert of the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, this. Love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Well, right away, we find that in the Lord's answer, he establishes that love, and love alone, is the highest of all spiritual virtues in the kingdom of God. Love the Lord your God with all your soul, all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second commandment is like unto it. Love your neighbour as yourself. On these two rest all the law and the prophets. Unconditional love is the answer to the problems which the world understanding of what love should really be like. Everyone has to address the key teaching to living in the way Jesus has said. What the Lord Jesus is saying here is that we should all have a love toward our fellow men and women like the love that God has toward them. God has loved mankind since the beginning of creation, and that love has never faltered. Well, what's happened? In his love for mankind, God gave us freedom to live in a loving relationship with him and with each other. The trouble is, we abused that sacred love and allowed ourselves to be influenced to temptations of the devil. Now, if Jesus has said that you are to love God with all your heart and love your neighbour as ourself, we need to ask ourselves two very challenging questions. Firstly, do I really love God with all my heart? And secondly, who is my neighbour? Well, let's have a look at what it really means to love God with all our heart. In simple, plain language, it means that God is given the place of priority in our lives. We trust that he will guide us in all things righteous, and that we will be obedient to his prompting through the Holy Spirit and live by his word. Now, if we haven't given God that priority, then all is not lost. All we have to do is to give him that most sacred place in our lives, which is our heart. And then we need to ask Jesus to forgive us all that is past and give him the same space to control all we are, do and have. Secondly, let's have a look at what it means to address a situation concerning who is my neighbour. Well, the Lord Jesus told a parable, and you remember it was one about the Good Samaritan recorded in Luke chapter 10. A man travelled from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among thieves. He was beaten up, stripped of his raiment, wounded, and then they departed and left him. Then the priest, the Jewish leader of religion, walked by and ignored him. Then a Levite walked by and ignored him, another religious man. But it was a Samaritan that stopped, helped the man and put him on his donkey, took him to the inn, paid for his keeping and helped him. Jesus asked the question, which of these men was a neighbour to the man who fell among thieves? And the answer came back from the lawyer's mouth, although he didn't like it, it was the Samaritan. So Jesus said, go and do thou likewise. Now that same instruction is upon us. Whatever your political persuasion might be, the fact of the matter is this. We are to be loving and kind to all those who we meet or hear about who are different as the people who God loves despite their failings or shortfalls. This does need to take place in very practical ways, as happened when a Samaritan did what he did in the parable Jesus taught. We cannot behave like the two religious people in the parable because what they did speaks mountains about their failure to really understand what the two great commandments were. Jesus Christ teaches, love your neighbour as yourself and be concerned with other men as God your Father is concerned about them. God abides in the heart of the man who loves his brother. Now, I hope that you can see right away that love for the brother and sister in Christ was a dominant theme in the early church of Jesus. But we need to ask ourselves another very important question. Has this directive disappeared in today's church? If it has, then why is it that people behave in the ways they shouldn't? It's because people have fallen into the way of conditional love. Now, when this happens, it shows the spiritual lives of some of its members. This has to be addressed, or we simply become religious people, just like the Pharisees in our reading. When we've left our deep and sincere love for Christ, our love for each other dies. And when love for living by the directives and teaching in the Bible dies, everything else also dies. Last week, Lucy shared some words which were very powerful and help us to address the situation in regards to loving our neighbour. And they are these. C.S. Lewis puts it like this. When I love God more than I love my earthly dearest, then I shall love my earthly dearest more than I do now. If you put Christ first, then you'll experience and express the very love of Christ to others. If we choose to love God first and more than anyone or anything else, then we're choosing to put him first. And when we do this, we give ourselves to God, trust him with our lives, and this gives us the best chance of loving others in the best way that we can. Now, loving your neighbour includes not only loving your brother or sister and others within your own family, but those outside your immediate families. This can at times be a difficult one because of the conditional love we often give out. This can be heartbreaking for all involved, but we can and must do something about it today. It is down to us as believers in Christ to try and get it sorted. Now, it's never easy, but I want you to remember one thing. You who love Christ and have given him first place in your lives are not alone. The Holy Spirit of God is at work in and through you. It's in the book of John, chapter 13, and verses 1 and following, where we read these verses. Jesus told them that the disciples would be recognized for their love. But the Lord gave an example of that. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, he rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. And after he poured out water into a basin, he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around his waist. Love is one of the hardest lessons in Christianity, but it's, for that reason, it should be the one that we take the most care to learn. Not the sort of love which the Beatles and many other artists sang about, because that love is conditional. I will love you if you love me. No, it needs to be unconditional. Love is the most important thing, and therefore we should spend all of our time learning to love God more and more, and loving our neighbour as the Lord calls us to do. Now, not all our neighbours will love us, but we are called to love them. We don't have to love things that have been done to us, but love the ones who did those things. Jesus showed us how, when he was on the cross and he said these words, "Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they're doing." Is this possible in today's world? Well, yes, it is. And here's another example shared by Lucy last week. Corrie ten Boom, who was locked up in that concentration camp, a believer in Christ, wrote these words: "You never so touch the ocean of God's love as when you forgive and love your enemies, doing good to those who have no intention of returning it to you. That is the love of God in essence. I love you because Christ loves you is an unconditional love. Christ loved his enemies, and the Bible is telling us that a Christian must love his enemies too." So love rolls its sleeves up. Love is only love when it's practical, or it's not love at all. Let me just pray. Lord Jesus, whatever has happened to us in the past, whatever I've done or has been done to me, teach me to love you more and more, and also to love others, even those who have hurt me. Amen.